And we have reached it, folks. We are there. We are at the finale episode of Happiest Competition on Earth Season 2. Whoa. Whoa. That was like Dolphin 2.0 from Zelina.
I didn't expect you to go on that long. Sorry.
And this is what happens when her roommate isn't home and she can go crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a bootlegger now.
Wow. That put my dolphin to shame. So here we are after, God, what feels like forever. 13 main rounds. This is the 13th round, you guys. That's like crazy. We've been going all summer long. We have seen shows that have started after us and ended before us, come and go, multiple ones. And we are still here, and this is it. This is the grand finale with our three lovely ladies, an all-female finale.
Yes.
We've got Miss Nani, Miss Valkyrie Celeste, and Miss Rochellular duking it out for those top three spots. It's going to be a close
Disney
one.
Mayhem.
Disney Mayhem! Disney Mayhem. Mm. All right.
It's like the top three out of 42 people from the beginning.
Oh, I know. So crazy. All right, so then let's just go into this because I know everyone's waiting for it. So they had to sing three songs tonight. The first song that they had to sing was a classic Disney song. The second song was a Renaissance Disney song. And the third song was a contemporary Disney song. Not limited to just animation, anything in those time frames. They have free reign, so it's going to be really interesting to see what they picked. So
for duders.
So first, I guess we will go in chronological order. So we will start with the classics. And we will start with Miss Nani.
Woo!
With Someday My Prince Will Come from Snow White. I stumbled over it because I hate Snow White so much. That was
the
reason for stumbling. Nani, I thought that this really did a good job of showing your range and like definitely showing like how good of a range it is, but I don't know if it was the best song for like, I know you have like sick mad skills with stuff like with just songs in general, and while I think it showed off your range really well, I don't think it showed off what you can do with it. It was just, I find it really hard to put emotion into really high-pitched songs like this. So all I really got from this was it's short and Nani can go really, really super high, which is really impressive. But there was nothing else that really attached me to it. Jeffers?
Well, my first note was, Someday My Prince Will Come. This song has such great track record on our show for being really well done. But, of course, leave it to Nani, of all people, to do it. So, you know, why not? Yeah, your range was beautiful, Nani, and I thought you hit every note wonderfully. And I don't know, I thought it was a good choice for Nani, since I wouldn't assume Rochelle or Valk would do a song like this. So I think it will help her stand out from the other two.
Stand out from them, but I think this is something that would have been better in an earlier round, but like in the finale, it's like you gotta be like, bam, balls to the wall. Yeah, that's right. I went there. I said it. It's not a finale if Amber don't say, bam, balls to the wall. And I don't know if it was balls to the wall enough for me.
Well, I kind of disagree and say it was good for me, and I thought it was a good finale level performance, but we all have our own opinions, but I thought this was good, Nani, and it's a nice...
It was still really good. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It was still really good.
And it was also nice hearing you do something operatic again, since... We've heard a lot of Belty Nani and bam, but she comes back with the beautifulness of like the prayer or whatever song it was. So I liked it. Good job. Zell?
Nani with Snow White song. Sweet. That's probably like the earliest of Disney can really go. Well, except for the Mickey song that I keep forgetting, the Steamboat Willie song.
I was just thinking that song that he whistles. Do, 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 do. I can't whistle, so I have to do it like that.
Yeah, so this is pretty much like that. This is like the earliest Disney can get, which is really nice, actually. Let's see how new we can get with the contemporary stuff. All right. For me, the music was a little bit loud, short song. And I liked you on your, I really liked your light high notes. Like that's the kind of soprano I like to hear. I don't like really rough sounding sopranos. So your voice is kind of like with the sopranos I can listen to all day. I'm in the middle ground between Jeffers and Ambie. So, yeah.
All right. In that case, does anyone else have anything else to say?
Nope.
All right. In that case, coming...
I'm a boner.
Wait, what? You broke up on me.
No, it's fine. I don't think nobody will get that except for, like, Val and them.
I didn't even hear what you said.
I said I'm a bootlegger.
Oh, you're a bootlegger. Oh, okay. Oh, I know why you're a bootlegger, you naughty, naughty girl, you.
All right. Oh boy.
Coming up next with her classic song is Valkyrie Celeste.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, but they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You'll never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. He's more than just a one-count pup. Still, I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, then he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
And Valkyrie Celeste with He's a Tramp. Wow. Hello, sexy Valkyrie Celeste.
Wow.
Oh, baby.
Baby. Oh, baby. Wait, you had to say it in a British accent. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Aww. Valkyrie, I really like this style for you, and I don't think you've ever done it on this show, so it was a nice, refreshing touch, just like how Nani brought something that she hadn't done in a while. I really like the rise and fall of your intensity, Val, on your vocals. Like sometimes you'd be like rrr, and other times you'd really soften it up, and I thought you brought some really nice dynamics to it. And I also like your subtle liberties, like especially the one on the ending note, and I think some of your liberties actually help skirt around some of the lower parts of the song that a lot of people struggle on, so I thought that was a nice smart move. Yeah, I don't really have a lot negative to say. I mean, I think the song wasn't like a super wowy song, but I still think you did it really good did it justice, and I like this for you, Valk. We shall see. Yes. Zell?
Oh, okay. I will first of all say this was an interesting choice. I don't think I've ever heard you do anything like this before, at least for me. Sometimes you felt like you were a little bit off time. I really liked the vampiness you had in this. It was like really sexy and ooh, la la. I wasn't as big as on the Liberty as Jeffers was. I thought they weren't really solid or didn't exactly work. I mean, I liked where they were going, but I think it might have just needed a little tweaking, note-wise. Ambi?
I really liked your, like, really jazzy feel on this, and you had a really good swagger. There were a couple of times when, like, you were really into it, and then, like, I think you were focusing a little on the notes, and you kind of lost the swagger a little, but then it came back. So, just be careful in the future of maintaining that character and that kind of mood that you had going, because it was, when you had it, it was really good, and I thought this was really good for your range, because personally, like, when it comes to your voice, Valk, I'm a little torn because I either like you all in your lower range or all in your upper range. I don't like songs that transfer between the two ranges because, like, when you're all up in your head, it's so pretty. And when you're all down in your chest, it's so, like, sexy. But that middle range, it kind of gets, like, wonky between the two. So, like, I thought this was really good for you because it all was in that, like, lower half that I like so much. So, good job.
That's a good note.
Yeah. Because, like, when she has to transition between the two, like, her... And I feel your pain with that break between head and chest being kind of awkward because I struggled with that for years. And I think that that's one ongoing thing. Like, you've gotten so good. I mean, hello, spoiler alert, most improved singer, VHMA winner, yay Valkyrie Celeste. but I think that's, like, one thing that you should, like, work on focusing on now is that making the transition between chest and head a little bit more fluid. That's why I liked this, because you didn't have to worry about that transition point. I think that really helped. I think that was a really good song choice for you because of that.
Good job, Valk.
Good job, Valk. Yes.
Yeah. And congrats on most improved.
Yay! Congrats. Everyone in the finale tonight has won a VHMA. So at least one. Yeah.
Two. Everybody actually has two.
Nani had, I think, more than two.
No, but I'm saying at least everybody had
at least two. Yes.
I should know.
You should know. You made all the batches. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so then last up for classic Disney is going to be Rochelle Yalar. Oh, I should have made Jeffers say it.
Jeffers say it. I don't know.
Jeffers say Rochelle Yalar.
I'm in the clear. Rochelle Yalar.
Yeah. Rochelle Yalar is next.
Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. When you play, don't you mind what they say? Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. If they loving you too, all the same people who scold you, what they'd give just for the right to hold you. From your head down to your toes, goodness knows, but you're so precious to me, sweet as can be, baby. baby of mine. All those same people who scold you, what they'd give just for the right to hold you. From your head down to your toes, you're not much, goodness knows, but you're so precious to me, sweet as can be, baby of mine, baby of mine, baby of mine.
All right, Rochelle Euler with Baby Mine from I'm sorry, I hear crackling.
Oh, you can with hear baby that?
Mine. Yeah, we can hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to eat my Pop-Tart.
I mean, a Pop-Tart.
Hey, I'm skipping dinner for you guys, okay?
All right, I'm totally sorry about that, y'all. So Rochelle Euler with Baby Mine from Dumbo. This is really popular this season, from what I've counted.
I think it was only... someone did it for auditions, I think. I know
Silver.
Faded did it. Oh, yeah. Silver did it, yeah. And Mika Bob did it last season, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, guitar version. Around 13 seconds, your mic fuzz came in, and I heard some kind of clicks with my volume, of course. At some point, you had this rant... And I noticed that sometimes it worked better, but you had random doubling of your voices. I don't know if they were supposed to be harmonies or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they were like one word.
I mean, there was like two that did work, and then like the rest of them didn't. Like the first one I know didn't work, and then I think it was the second one that did have that harmony feel to it. For me, it felt like you were a little off the backtrack with 145, and that's just my assumption with the strumming of the guitar. Mike Fuzz comes back, and remember Ambie's note, if you have Mike Fuzz, just leave it in there.
Yep.
Ducky. And I love your ending harmony. I would have liked to, point to louder, just so I could hear it a little more and enjoy it more. Ambie?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't understand what this first note means, so... getting all covery on us. That's what it was. Mm. It was getting all covery on us.
I love this Alison Cross version.
Yeah, it was a really nice version, but, I mean, for me, I liked your main vocals a lot. I thought it was very soft and nice. But for me, the killing point was those random points when I was like, I'm just getting into it, and all of a sudden there's, a random doubling or, it was kind of like you wanted to do harmonies, but you were him and Han. But so rather than do the harmonies, you kind of half did them. And I would have preferred you either not do any at all or gone crazy with them like that time that Faded did it and gone crazy harmony with it, because in the middle, it kind of seems slightly sloppy, unfinished, you were trying to do something but you ran out of time, so you just kind of threw it together and sent it in type of thing. So I don't really know what you were going for with it, because I really think that the potential to actually go for with the harmonies was really there, and you could have really mm-hmm. rocked it out, and that would have made it really nice. It was nice, but that would have really made it shine so awesome
and sparky.
Yeah, but now it's just a little confusing because I don't understand what you were trying to go for with it, with those random parts. And the one part when it really did become clear was where Zelina said that at the very end, but you kind of held back on it, and I'm confused. Why are you people confusing me in the finale?
shiny
Jeffers.
Yeah, I agree with that layering note thing, and I totally feel for you, Rach, because my layering has been sketched on Sing It this last couple weeks, so I totally know what you're going through. But I did really like that last harmony. That was very nice, that last note. I like your emotion, and it had a very subtle build to it, which I appreciated, and I really like this version, and I thought you did it justice. And it was just that one layering thing was the only thing I really picked up on it. But yeah, I know what you were shooting for, but like Amy said, either go more or less. But
bash still, the walls!
Oh my gosh. The end.
Amy's trying to show off all of her voices lately. Have you noticed? Amy's been really voicey lately. Amy's always voicey.
All right.
You need more rarity ambiness to you.
Dude, if you have not heard the HCOE presentation, I totally go rarity.
It's fantastic.
I totally go rarity on that award show's ass, yo.
I was so happy when I heard that. I'm like, oh my god, you did.
All right, so we are moving away from classic Disney and into Renaissance Disney.
Ambiland.
Yeah, classic Disney was Zelina Land.
Yes.
This is Ambiland. And then Contemporary is going to be Jeffra's Land. And I actually like, this is actually, since we're kind of on Rochellular still, I love how Rochellular labeled all of her files. Like, Nani labeled, like, the song name, and Valk did, like, HCOE finale. No. Rochellular put down Zelina Disney, Ambi Disney, and Jeffers Disney. That is how she how she signified the difference between her songs. I find that amusing.
I find that smart.
Very smart.
She knows her audience.
Yes. So, coming up next, we're going to rotate the people around. We're staying in our same order, but we're rotating the people. So up first in Renaissance Disney is Valkyrie Celeste.